But you're going to open up, if you're going to try to follow me, you know, because I use different translations. That's me. I was comfortable trying to stay with one, and I'm going to do it the way the Holy Spirit has me doing it. You know, I'm unconventional. I'm different. And I'm going to let God do what he has to do through me, because I want to be the vessel. So it's not about me. It's about him and what he needs for you to hear. So if you're in Psalm 92, we're going to read verses 5 through 12. It says, O Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. I like this next one. Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. They will be destroyed forever. There is no doubt about it. Brother, trust in the Lord. Verse 8, but you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish, and all evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me strong as a wild ox. You hear that expression? Strong as a bull. He's talking about us. You have anointed. I'm going to put it, us, with the refreshing oil of your blessing. Refreshing oil of his blessing. The blessings of the Lord. Just like an oil pouring over you. Don't try to wipe it off. Let it flow. Hallelujah. Jesus. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the righteous will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. Palm trees are known for their long life. To flourish like a pine tree means to stand tall and to live long. Stand tall and live long. Did you ever see what there was hurricanes and that try to do to them palm trees? They stand there and they're standing there taking that wind and they can bend all the way over, and then after it's all done, they seemingly come right back up. The cedars of Lebanon, they grew to 120 feet and they measured 30 feet in circumference. Thus, they were strong, solid, and immovable. Those who place their faith firmly in God can have this strength and vitality. And by vitality, I'm talking about power to endure. And do we ever need that right now? Right? We need to be strong and immovable, and we need the power to endure. Right, yeah. So we have been facing corruption in our government, the likes that have never been seen, because it has never been exposed like it has been. It's been there. But now the exposure of it, everybody's jaws are dropping open. Say, really? Yeah, really. We are facing laws that bring ruin, death, laws that are prejudiced against Almighty God and his people. Christianity is being defied. The powers, principalities, and rulers of darkness in this present age and spiritual hosts in wickedness in heavenly places, they want to strangle the life out of God's people with all their evil prescriptions, their decrees, their lies, their deception. The exposure of evil, corruption, in our country is undeniable. It's undeniable right now. We are lied to without consequences. Right? Without consequences. They have no consequences for it. There has been cover-up after cover-up. And it can be seen. Unless you choose to ignore it. We have professional liars who now hold offices in America, in all levels of government. All levels. The mainstream media news outlets, they do nothing but lie to us, one after another, after another, after another. Our relevance is scoffed at. Liberal bias against Judeo-Christian values, we can see very clearly, has filled our education systems and our media. They mock the church regularly with words. Plain and simply, these words are curses. Word curses. That's what I'm talking about. It's the words. My brother said, and words are powerful. They are put into print and they're spoken on the air via radio, television, internet, and smart devices of every kind. Every day, we hear them by the extreme biased media. They just are on everything. Even if you're on a certain site, they put little things that hit in what you're reading. You don't need that. We just need the facts. So we got to be aware of where we get our facts from, too. Because they want to give it, paint the narrative the way they want it, not the way it truly is. That's why they're working so hard on this January 6th thing. They're going to try to bring it out from an untrue perspective, full of lies. I'm telling you, because the truth of certain things they're not revealing and they're not even digging into. They're totally ignoring them. So what you think you're hearing from them is truth? Far from it. Far from it. You got to do your research. You got to do your research on it. A word curse is a statement that belittles, defames, and brings harm and ruin in some way. It is a pronouncement of judgment that causes loss or harm designed to captivate with thoughts of bondage and fear. Puts us in fear. We hear them constantly pounded against God's people by godless press and by godless politicians. Because they're sinners, most of them. Christians in name only. They're not born again and filled with the Spirit of God. Because if they were filled with the Spirit of God, it would be such a conviction on them that they would be coming out and they'd be blabbing all the truth. Right. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. They pronounce judgment on our Christian values every day. They mock them. They belittle them, and they disdain them. You have probably heard that and seen it, as I have, by reporters on the liberal networks who actually shake their heads and roll their eyes as they belittle the values we hold so dear. And let us not forget these talk shows. I won't be talking about any of those shows. I won't be saying The View at all. But you know, you listen to them. They hate God's people. They not only hate this country, but they hate God's people. The underlying thing is they're coming against Judeo-Christian principles that we hold dear. Because like they said, if America falls, the world has no hope. The world looks to America. The other nations are looking to America. The other nations are praying for America. That's why Americans got to pray for America.
Amen.
We hear it said all over. If you're listening to the right news, okay, I'm saying if you listen to Flashpoint and you get your information and then you research out, because they'll tell you how to find it, how to get it, where they got it from. You can see they're praying for us in the midst of what's going on. They're getting attacked as well. But they know that they don't stand a chance if America goes down. The New World Order will move in and will move quick. They're already trying right now to take over. But we are not going to let them. The ecclesia will stand strong. And we will be able to endure. And we will have the ultimate victory through Jesus Christ. See, they keep forgetting about that. They keep forgetting it. What about Jesus Christ? It's critical that the church hears the challenge like Queen Esther. And we need to intercede. Constant prayer. Prayer of intercession for our nation is of most importance right now because prayer changes things. We know prayer changes things. Ruby Grace, Joey, Tyler, come on, and Jackie, I'm just saying, Debbie, I'm just telling you. Brother Pete. His brother Pete had a bad report. Doctor says, I don't want you to. I mean, you're going to come in. I need to talk to you. Why, doc? We found nodules in your lungs. Tim says, we need to pray right now. We prayed. He went in to see the doctor. The doctor says, hey, no sweat. Don't worry about nothing. He says, those aren't nothing. He says, we got something we'll watch. But he says, we'll see you in about a year. Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Yet, we didn't let Pete speak into it. And I told Tim, make sure you don't speak into it either. No doubt, unbelief. You'll take it right in and there when you'll pray. And God heard us. Told him, don't worry about it. Well, we weren't worried about it once we prayed. We gave it to Jehovah Rapha. Ruby Grace. Now, we just didn't pray for Ruby Grace. We prayed for Mom, Dad, and the boys. It was not an easy trip all the way around. See, you're just looking at one aspect of that.
That's right.
Am I right? Amen. And we can't forget Haley. I mean, there's another miracle. There's another miracle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, anyhow, Esther, she prayed and made an appeal. And like Esther, we too must rise up right now for such a time as this, for we are facing legislation, executive orders, mandates, coercion by three-letter agencies of the government. I'm talking about the CDC, the FDA, the EPA. How about the IRS? And then you got those branches of government who're supposed to protect us, like the FBI and CIA and the DOJ. Come on, you know, they're all three-letter names in a government. And they have all gone a step beyond their lawful authority. And this brings bondage. This brings bondage. And it brings fear. We used to rely on the FBI. But we can see what they're doing. They're being used right now to put our nation and the people, we the people in fear. Constantly. Arresting and harassing Americans for no reason. Because of them, there are men, women, incarcerated over the January 6th thing. Just the ones that they picked out. Not all the ones who did something. Not even one who encourage everyone. You can't even find him now. He's protected. Get him up there. Put him on the stand. Let's hear what he has to say. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our liberties and our freedoms are at stake right now. But see, to our favor, we have been given a victory in a recent ruling by the Supreme Court on June 30th of this year. West Virginia versus the EPA. And it said here that Congress did not grant the Environmental Protection Agency Section 111D of the Clean Air Act the authority to devise emission caps based on the generation shifting approach the agency took in the Clean Power Plan. They want to eliminate fossil fuels. They want everything transitioned over to fossil fuels. When wind power still has not proven itself.
Right.
Solar power, I mean, it hasn't either. It's being used, but is it all of this reliable? Why are we taking away some God's natural resources that He's given us to use? Simply put, the EPA wanted to control the carbon dioxide emissions of the coal-fired power plants by controlling their generating power output, taking them from 38% to 27% in the state's generation total. The court saw that the EPA had no legal authority to do this and had stepped beyond their authority. That was from the Supreme Court, my brother. This is going to have major repercussions in several cases that are coming up in front of the court right now. These three-letter agencies have all been going beyond their legal authority. Some of them have even spied on our president, Donald Trump, when he was president in office. They spied on him. They did things that are legal. And you know what? They're doing it right now, today, on us. They're spying on us. It's the truth. The data that they said they get from the 2,000 mules, they says, hey, well, that don't count, that don't count. Well, why are they using it? Why are they using it? Why are they using it to come against Americans? Hey, they know what you text. They know what you say. They know where you go. They know how many times you bought a gun. They know how many times you visited that place. How many? Oh, he going there? Man, he must be buying a stockpile of ammunition.
Don't forget.
I know. Well, no, but that's a flag to them.
That's right. I know.
You see the FBI, when they show up with SWAT teams. For one, old man, they did this to him.
Yep.
And they went right in and they took everything out. And everybody in the neighborhood went, guess what they did? They put fear in all the rest of the neighborhood. But they took down an old guy. Yeah. I don't know why I'm going that way. But religious bias against abortion is being defined as hate speech. More now than it ever has been because of the Roe v. Wade. When it was turned over. They are coming against us. Well, wait a minute. All that did was put it back into the state. The battle ain't over. We have one victory, but now we got to go and keep praying. Because we got to pray that Pennsylvania gets a new governor. A conservative. Born again governor. Who's a Republican. Doug Mastriano? Oh, did I say his name? Yeah, I'm going to say it proudly. Do some research on the man. Do some research on the man. Don't take my word for it, but I'm telling you, I know who I'm voting for. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't care who hears it. Because we need to change Pennsylvania. It's back in our hands. We need to change Pennsylvania. That's what the ecclesia is for. 6,000 years of marriage has been redefined in our courts. You know, the first marriage took place. It was between a man and a woman. God gave the first bride away. He instituted marriage. It is a man and a woman. We ain't even going to go there. Public prayer is being ridiculed. It has been banned from our schools and from school activities. But another most recent ruling by the Supreme Court on June 27th was a major victory for Christians in the case of Kennedy versus Bremerton School District. And I'll read what it says. The free exercise and free speech clauses of the First Amendment protect an individual engaging in a personal religious observance from government reprisal. The Constitution neither mandates nor permits the government to suppress such religious expression. They got it right. They got it right. All this happened over was a football coach who went into the middle of the field after a game, after the game was over, after the school activity was over, and he prayed and thanked God. They said he couldn't do that. Guess what? They found out he can do it. Did he get his job back? He didn't want his job back. He's not going to go to work for these kind of people. But what he did, he wanted to make sure that it made a statement so that others know that they can do what they want for their almighty Savior, Jesus Christ. They can pray. They can pray. They can get down on their knees in the middle of a football field and pray. Some are trying to redefine Christianity, and they are working to modify our beliefs to fit the current culture. They say, we believe in the Scriptures, God's Word written in our Bibles, and we believe it to be true. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, Amplified Classic Edition, every Scripture is God-breathed, given by His inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof, and conviction of sin, for correction of error, and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will, in, through, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Good work. It's in the Word. He's going to equip us to do the good and the right things. And your conscience and your spirit inside you is your conscience. And He's going to tell you what's right and what's wrong. And then you got to listen. So it's time to reverse the condescending rhetoric and constant judgment. It is time to change evil decrees that cause feelings of despair and end the fear of apprehension and the feelings that something bad will happen. Something bad will happen. You know, 85% of the American people feel that this country is going in the wrong direction. Yeah, that's even the think it moral wise.
Right.
Now in Esther 4, verse 14, Mordecai says to Esther, God has brought you, Queen Esther, into the palace for just such a time as this. And that was to change the evil decree over God's people. And to show us the power and what is going on here? Get out of here, in Jesus' name. Of delegated authority we have in our decreeing. Then, in verse 15, Esther sent this message to Mordecai. Go and gather together all the Jews in Shushan and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for these days, for 3 days, night or day. And I and my maidens will do the same. And then through it, and though it is extremely forbidden, I will go in to see the king. And if I perish, I perish. If I get killed, I get killed. But I will go forth. I will make the plea. She put her life on the line, and God did not let her down. He was with her every step of the way. A little side note here. You know, she was around for quite a while. If you look in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, you know, especially in Nehemiah, when he went back, he left a good job. He was a cupbearer. Man, he didn't have to worry about anything. He had a good job. Well, anyhow, he got appointed to go back to rebuild the walls. And what's amazing is that the king at that time, Xerxes, was no longer the king. Okay? The new king's name was Artaxerxes. A-R-T-A-X-E-R. It's Artaxerxes. Artaxerxes. That's what I always say to him, Xerxes. Xerxes, Xerxes. Put the Z in there. But it's an X. But what was interesting was, now, the kings at that time had a whole bunch of wives. They had wives, or whatever you want to call them. But they only had one queen, and it was Queen Esther. So he was king at the time, but the queen was Queen Esther. So he was her stepson. She had influenced him to make sure that Nehemiah could go back there with everything he needed. She was still in the right place at the right time. God put her there for that. So we look at it for just one. You go in and start doing some study and you go, whoa, that is pretty cool. See, it's time for the ecclesia to rise up for such a time as this and to do and to say what God says, speaking with authority, pronouncing different statutes, God's statutes. We must rise up in faith and trust our Almighty God, ruling in the midst of our enemies. The insanity that is going on right now, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And it can only be stopped by a real church. Are you hearing me? Not a pretend one. We need to pray like the apostles did in Acts 4:29. Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto your servants with all boldness that we may speak your word. Prayer is decreeing a purpose that God can make so. Job 22:28, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine on your ways. Decrees create. They can create ideas in our hearts, and they create things that are not seen with the natural eye. Decreeing calls things which do not exist as though they did. Decreeing can create changes in conditions and in the atmosphere physically, spiritually, emotionally, materially, governmentally, politically, vocationally, and provisionally. Decrees are a creative force, and they release a creative force that will bless us abundantly. In Isaiah 42, verse 9, God says, "New things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." Notice that he said, "I declare them before they spring forth. I declare them before they ever are seen." Now, the New International Reader's Version says, "Now I announce new things to you before they even begin to happen. I announce them to you." God says, "I announce them. I declare without negation so that they can be seen." I declare them without negation. See, this is very important. Authority language, the language of a king's kid. Who are the king's kids?
We are.
Yeah, that's right. Does not speak with words of negativity, especially when desiring a king's anointing. King David references this authority language quite often in the Psalms. Here's one that I found that was interesting. It's Psalm 26:1. It says, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted," "I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide." "Not" is an important word to understand. It is the Hebrew word "lo," which means faint or weary. "Lo" is grammatically used in the Hebrew language as a particle of negation, and it is often seen in the Old Testament. "I shall not slide. I shall not be moved. I shall not want." Psalm 10, Psalm 23, okay. Just so you know where I got them from. In other words, it is used to make a positive statement negative. See, "I shall slide." "I shall not slide." Okay? "I shall be moved." "I shall not be moved." "I shall want." "I shall not want." It contradicts a positive statement by injecting negativity into the wording of the sentence. An example for us would be to say, "I'm going to do this. Maybe." No, you are either going to or you are not. See, we can't rule and reign with any kind of uncertainty, can we? We got to be certain. Another example would be saying, "I'm 100% certain, I think."
Yeah.
No, you either are or you are not. No. David said, "I'm a king walking before the Lord in integrity, and I refuse to be negative or inject negativity into any of my commandments." Command the devil to go, and he's got to go. He says, "I will not rule in negativity." I will rule in negativity. I will not rule in negativity. Okay. The king's anointing, you know, of course, we know is Christ's anointing. And it is to rule and to reign in this life is so necessary. Because it won't happen through negativity. the flow of the anointing will stop with negativity. Negativity will stifle the flow of the anointing. It will through us. And God will not be able to do what He wants to do for us. God wants to make us to be able to rule and to reign. But we cannot do it with negativity coming out of our lips. There can be no confusion or any uncertainty. Our words must be decisive. When we decree and declare a thing, it has to be without negation. Again, Isaiah 42:9, Knox translation. I tell you now what is still to be. You shall hear it before it ever comes to light. God says, if it is to be, if I have purposed it to be, I will speak it before it ever comes to life. First comes the decree, a declared word that He will not change or negate. The Living Bible says, I will prophesy again. I will tell you the future before it happens. That's what prophecy is. Foretelling something before it happens. God says, I explain my words, what is to be before it even materializes. It says, I explain with my words what's going to happen before it ever materializes. It doesn't materialize until I speak, is what God is saying. It doesn't materialize until there is a decree. But see, that's what Hebrews 11:1 is all about. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith decreed becomes a firm basis in reality for us. Faith-filled words materialize if you don't negate them. God has said, new things I declare. Behold, they spring forth. I tell you of them. The word before here is the word tyran. It is a very important word for us to understand because it means suspended in time or not yet occurred. So God says, while its existence is suspended in time, while it has not yet occurred, I decreed it. Let me remind you, you have been given the authority in the King's name to make the decrees. A decree made in faith is seed. The two words spring forth here in this scripture are from the Hebrew word tasamach. It is an agricultural word that means to sprout, to bud, and to grow to fullness. It indicates a process that will come to fullness, to maturity. It sprouts, then buds, and finally it grows to fullness when it's decreed. It will not come to fullness until it is decreed or planted. The word tell is the Hebrew word in this scripture, shama, meaning to sound a message, to announce something, to proclaim or to voice. In order to create, you have to voice it. Before it occurs, announce it. It will never produce what it is if you don't plant it and decree it. God told a man by the name of Abraham that he was going to be heir of the world and the father of nations. In Genesis 12, 2 and 3, the Lord said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Yes. Talking about us. Amen. That's talking about us. Notice, though, this was before Abraham even had a son. Him and his wife were childless. But God decreed this to Abraham when it was impossible for him. For he was 99, going to be 100, and Sarah was 89, going to be 90. That's well past the age of having kids nowadays. But God isn't bound by any limitations. You hear me? He's not bound by any limitations. He wasn't moved by what Sarah and Abraham looked like or their age. Age doesn't have nothing to do with what when God decrees something and you stand on the word and you don't waver. It didn't matter. And it shouldn't matter to you once you make a decree and you stand on it. While having a child was suspended in time and before it occurred, God prophesied it. While it looked impossible, God announced it. He declared it. He spoke authority words of faith. He created what was impossible for a man with his words. We must decree words of faith first in order to create promises that are impossible where man is concerned. We must decree what seems impossible in the natural realm to see it materialized. Then it can spring forth, sprout, bud, and grow to fullness. The promise will remain impossible, suspended in time until it's decreed. The moment it's decreed, it becomes possible. When the promise is decreed, it is conceived. It comes past mere knowledge and becomes substance that is planted and can grow. So we decree miracles are being released today in Jesus' name. Any obstacles of delay, we bind you in the name of Jesus Amen. Christ. That's one you should be saying. Amen. We declare the wonders of heaven will be seen. Loose them, Lord. Amazing signs unfold now. Irrefutable signs bring focus on a living and true God, Jehovah. Amen. And you got your decree? We're going to end with reading the decree, the watchman decree. Give you a moment to get them out. And I was going to save it. I mean, I have so many things that I wanted to cover, but you know you can't do it because I don't want to implode, you know, so much on you. But on July 15th, you go back and you go to giveHim15.com, which is Dutch Sheets' website, and you look at his blog for that day. And it will explain to you how they came up with America will be saved. Goes back to a guy by the name of Reinhard Bonnke. Okay? So you go back. I encourage you to read that one. And I knew I wasn't going to have enough time to do the things that I wanted to do today. But we even sang a song today before we did that. Echo in Jesus' name. Because when you got down to that one verse, it says, now we proclaim. Mm-hmm. We were decreeing right then and there, in Jesus' name, walls fall down, in Jesus' name. Strongholds break, in Jesus' name. We are healed, in Jesus' name. There's miracles, in Jesus' name, so pour them out, in Jesus' name. We made a decree. You didn't even know it, did you? Hallelujah. Now, you got your watchman's decree. Let's read together. As a patriot of faith, I attest my allegiance first and foremost to the King of God and the Great Commission. Secondly, I agree to be a watchman over our nation concerning its people and their rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Whereas we, the church, are God's governing body on the earth, we have been given legal authority from heaven and now exercise our authority. We are God's ambassadors and spokespeople over the earth. Through the power of God, we are the world influencers. Because of our covenant with God, we are equipped and delegated by Him to destroy every attempted advance of the enemy. We make our declarations. One, we decree that America's executive branch of government will honor God and defend the Constitution. We decree that our legislative branch, Congress, will write only laws that are righteous and constitutional. We decree that our judicial system will issue rulings that are biblical and constitutional. We declare that we stand against wokeness, the occult, and every evil attempt against our nation. We declare that we now take back our God-given freedoms according to our Constitution. We declare that we take back influence at the local level in our communities. We decree that we take back and permanently control positions of influence and leadership in each of the seven mountains. We decree that the blood of Jesus covers and protects our nation. It protects and separates us for God. We declare that our nation is energy independent. We declare that America is strong spiritually, financially, militarily, and technologically. We decree that evil carries no power, authority, or rights in our land or over our people. We decree that we will operate in unity, going beyond denominational lines in order to accomplish the purposes of God for our nation. America will, we decree, and will be free. America shall be saved. We know this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We know the truth. Therefore, we stand for truth and will never be deceived. We will never stop fighting. We will never, ever, ever give up or give in. We will take back our country. We will honor the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. America shall be saved. Amen. Well, thank you all. I bless you.